T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go to the phones right now. We welcome to the show Governor Kathy Hochul. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick and Janet. It's been a while, so I'm sorry to talk to you under these circumstances, but glad to be back in my hometown again.
Yeah. I was, you know, there was a level of comfort knowing that you were there after the shootings that happened on Saturday. I guess we open it to thoughts on what do we do next.
Well, first of all, we have to acknowledge the immediate needs of the families. They're just reeling in pain, and I wanted them to know immediately that I've deployed all kinds of resources. You know, there's $2.8 million available now from the state at my direction that's going to go to the families and the community to help them heal. We'll take care of whatever needs they have. Also, we have, you know, even funeral expenses. You know, they need to be taken care of. The state has funding to help with that, as well as the National Action Network has offered to help with that. But even something as basic, I was talking to people in the community. This now is a food desert. People who used to have to walk there, who don't have cars. In fact, one of the victims was in the process of transporting elderly people to the store because they don't have transportation. So we connected with Lyft and Uber, who've agreed to cover the cost of taking people from the neighborhood to grocery stores somewhere else.
Wow.
So it literally is an Uber code called Shop Buff, or a Buffalo Lift Up for Lyft. I'm really hands-on saying, what does my community need, and taking care of that. But also, at the higher level, I invited President Biden to come to Buffalo. You know, he called me yesterday and says, anything I can do for you, Kathy. We've developed a good friendship. And I said, Mr. President, it would be so powerful if you came here. This community is in such pain, and to see the President of the United States show them the attention. You know, Buffalo doesn't always get enough attention, and I know what that's like. And I said it's like the hometown he grew up in, and I think it would just be a powerful statement from him. So he is coming tomorrow, which I'm really pleased with. I look forward to welcoming him and the First Lady to Buffalo.
Social media and the thoughts on more control with that.
It's absolutely shocking, and I want everyone to start thinking of it this way. There was a time when white supremacists covered their identity by wearing hoods and riding on horses, terrorizing people. Now people's identity, white supremacists with the same hatred in their hearts, are anonymous because they're on the internet. They're hiding in their basements, and they're spewing the same amount of hate. And actually, when you incentivize and inspire someone to do what this individual did, he learned that from the internet, social media platforms that replicated information from previous acts like this. There was a massacre in New Zealand. And if you look at the language that individual put out there, talking about his intention and his motives and what his objectives were, it's almost identical. So we have to recognize that, yes, we support free speech. We cherish our First Amendment freedoms. But there has to be a limit, or at least a responsibility, on social media platforms. When this hate speech is posted, they need to notify authorities immediately and take it down. And you don't have a right to incentivize or to have incendiary language that's going to cause people to do harm to others. That's not protected speech. So it is going to continue to be a battle, but this is a whole new frontier for fighting racism and hate speech and white supremacy. But that's exactly where we are now. And we need elected leaders and commentators on all networks to be calling it out for what it is. It is blatant racism, it is hate speech, and it's part of a white supremacy nationalist movement that is now global.
Governor, given that this individual had made threats at his high school previously, how was this person able to be so heavily armed? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, you know, we understand that the state police responded to a teacher saying, you know, when he was asked at the end of school, what are your plans? And he said, you know, I want to murder and commit suicide. So they immediately took action. They called the police, proper step. Police took him for a psychiatric evaluation. That occurred, and then the determination was made that he could be released because there was not a specific threat. There was not something that seemed to be actionable. But I don't have enough information at this time. I want to get more. I've asked for an investigation of exactly what transpired there. But there was nothing that flagged that he wouldn't be able to, from that encounter at the time, be able to go into a store and purchase a gun. Now, we need to question that as well. So there's a lot of layers here that we need to get to the bottom of and find out if changes need to be made. But the gun he bought in New York was actually legal under New York gun laws, which are the strictest in the nation. But what he did was he bought an enhanced magazine in Pennsylvania. The gun he bought didn't have the capability to do this, the gun he bought in New York. But what he bought was, and this is what is such a huge problem for us with the whole specter of gun violence in our streets from New York City all the way to Rochester and Buffalo, we've had a big spike, is that people can buy either guns or magazines that have higher capacity in other states. And Pennsylvania was literally 10 minutes from the perpetrator's home. It was not a big deal to go over the border, you know, go to a gun show, go to a store, and to buy this. That has to be stopped, and that's why we need a national response to this. Otherwise, we are just vulnerable to the laws in other states that don't protect residents the way we do.
You know, there's this, like, sick-to-your-stomach feeling when you think about the divide this has put in a community as beautiful as Western New York, where, you know, there are a lot of different people from a lot of different places that come together and make up this great fabric of our community. What do you say to everybody, and how would you like to explain it? You know, we have a lot of young listeners, and this has just happened, and I feel terrible because I feel like we, as the adults, haven't done enough, and we need to do more. But, you know, just thoughts on that kind of hate still exists and what we need to do to fight it.
Well, Janet, on Saturday, we witnessed the very worst of humanity. But on Sunday, when I saw this community come together, people of all colors and faiths and beliefs and people traveling from elsewhere to have a collective hug for Buffalo, and people that perhaps hadn't communicated with each other before, just hugging each other and just sharing the pain collectively. This was powerful. This was our moment of truth in Buffalo, where we could stand up and show the nation, yes, we've been knocked down, but don't ever underestimate the ability of people from Buffalo and Western New York to pull together and to be a model of what a community looks like after they've been under siege, that they had this horrific attack. It broke all of our hearts. But the next day, we came together and says, say never again. So this should start a national movement against this hate speech, because it has now gone mainstream. This is the consequence when hate speech goes mainstream. And you look it up, there are members of Congress using these white supremacist theories. There are people on mainstream cable shows using this language, as well as what's happening on social media platforms. So the movement of this generation should be to stop that from spreading, to insist that their leaders call it out, as well as to work with us to strengthen national gun laws so we can protect our citizens. Yes, there is a Second Amendment right. Yes, that is protected. I understand the right for recreational sports. I understand that. I'm from Western New York, and a lot of my friends and others participate in this. But there are boundaries, and no one should ever be able to have an assault weapon in their hands that is capable of a military-style execution like we saw in a parking lot in Buffalo, New York on Saturday. So this is a moment to stand up, and I want the rest of the nation to someday recognize Buffalo as one of the last places where hate-inspired massacre, and this was racially motivated. There's nothing, this person intended to kill black New Yorkers. That was the whole objective. He wanted to kill black New Yorkers. And that has this has to be the last stop for that, because we need to rise up and call it out and continue to insist that our leaders are give the same response as well. I'll do what I can in Albany. I have a lot of cooperation from our elected leaders. They've been phenomenal on this, and I commend Mayor Brown for his leadership. Senator Tim Kennedy will work on legislation with Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes. They have been amazing. Brian Higgins was there throughout this, our local council members. The united show of support was also a powerful testament to our ability to start getting more things done. And I'm looking forward to leading that as well on behalf of my hometown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.